There are many obstacles and difficulties on the road of life. There are financial, relational, physical, moral, emotional, spiritual difficulties, and there are all sorts of obstacles. The question is, how do you avoid them? Especially those that catch us by surprise, the ones that hide in the dark. See, the tendency is to seek advice from people who have been through the difficulties or potential difficulties that we're going through, hoping that somehow they're going to shed light on our situation. In our society, many believe that the best way to understand something is by exposing yourself to that something, that by subjecting yourself to it, you'll better understand it, and therefore you'll be able to make better decisions. But Jesus had a completely opposite view. Jesus believed that the best way to understand darkness was not by exposing yourself to darkness, but that the best way to understand darkness was to walk in the light. Jesus said, "Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you." You see, when a lamp shines its light on you, everything that is out of place is easily detectable. You don't have to feel your way through the dark or guess. You see, if you want to know what's in a dark room, the best way to find out is not to feel your way through the room. It's only a matter of time before you trip or fall. The best way to see what's hiding in the dark is to turn on the light. You see, you don't avoid the obstacles and difficulties of life by feeling your way through a dark room, and you don't find your way around the obstacles and difficulties by seeking advice from those who are walking in the dark. No, you turn on the light and seek advice from those who walk in the light. Those who walk in the light understand darkness, not because they've stumbled in the dark, but rather because they can see what's in the dark. That's why, even though Jesus never sinned, he knew so much about sin, because he walked in the light. Because of this, we should always fix our eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race that we're now in. And he never stumbled and he never failed, because he always walked in the light.